Welcome to the Knight Rider Online podcast. Fuzzy Dice here. It's turning out to be quite a busy month in the Knight Rider world. But first, I want to give a big thank you to the Knight of Finland, Tony Numala, who has generously given us some of his music for use in our podcasts. I'm a big fan of Tony's Knight Rider renditions. Between Tony and myself, and maybe others, you'll be hearing some new fan-made music in our podcasts. We have more news on the new series, Hasselhoff's Return and the Kit Cave, two noteworthy automotive events recently, a tribute to George Barris Car Show on Long Island, and NBC and NASCAR teamed up for the Sprint Cup. Also, there is a new Knight Rider book released. We would like to welcome two of the Knight Rider graphics design people, Zoo Story and Vertigo 778, to our forums. These guys showed us videos of the new kit morphing into the attack kit. You may have already seen the commercial of Kit in a parking lot. It was very interesting how it was done. They took a video of the vacated parking spot with coffee cup lids for markers to line up the position in the 3D programs. Once imported and lined up, you would have thought it was happening right in the real world. That's the magic of CGI. To read more about this, see the parking lot transform threads in our Knight Rider 2008 forum. Will Kit transform into cars other than the stock Ford Mustang Shelby and the F-150 truck? I guess some of us Ford owners would get a kick out of seeing Kit transform into or out of the very same type of car we drive. But we don't know until the show airs what all Kit will turn himself into. It's really nice to see that some of those working on the Knight Rider show are sharing with us their work in the forum. They also are interacting with the fans and are very interested in what we have to say. I think this is fantastic as it lets the fans help shape the show. For instance, we just recently have seen new commercials for the return of Turbo Boost after many fans have been asking if the new kit will have that effect we've come to expect. There is a feeling amongst the fans that the writers and producers are listening to our feedback. We have been seeing some spoilers in the Knight Rider Online forums lately, the most recent being for Season 1, 7th episode called Knight of the Hunter. We won't tell you any more than that here, as we don't want to spoil the surprise. If you're curious, you can find a link to the script in the forum thread titled Spoiler Script from 1.07, Knight of the Hunter, in our Knight Rider 2008 forum. We also have an IRC chat channel. Just set up your IRC client to log into irc.freenode.net and join the Knight Rider channel. Or you can point your browser to knightrideronline.com/chat. Be sure you have Java enabled in your browser. NBC.com's Knight Rider site has underwent a couple of changes since the unveiling of the attack kit. They really have a cool site online. The Knight Rider 2008 movie is still available for viewing at nbc.com/knight_rider/video/episodes. You can see some of the previews and the unveiling of the new attack kit. They also have video of the Comic-Con event online, and don't forget to download a copy of the kit bumper stickers. They have Kit Happens, Kit is my co-pilot, Save Gas, Let Kit Drive, and I Love Turbo Boost. I think I'll get that one for my Ford Taurus. In other NBC news, our field correspondent Sue has spotted a very nice Knight Rider poster in the front of the NBC building in Burbank, California. She has posted a picture of it in our forums. There has been an article about the new Kit Cave in Sci-Fi Wire recently. This is where Kit will be maintained and also is the team's headquarters of sorts. It's actually called the Satellite Surveillance Center, or SSC, but it's more commonly referred to as the Kit Cave. This place looks like a control center of a starship. It also has a long tunnel in which Kit arrives and leaves, Once in, Kit rests on a platform that can rotate the car at any angle for easy access to all of Kit's systems. Gravity-defying, if you ask me. The producers of the show met with futurists from Microsoft to get ideas for the Kit Cave. I'm wondering if that is why there's a Windows Vista logo under the Night Research logo in a BuddyTV.com video preview of the show's set. This place will be staffed with mechanics and a computer geek named Billy Morgan, played by Paul Campbell. He also played another Billy, President Rosalind's aide in Battlestar Galactica's Reimagined series. Some interesting revelations were made in the article. Bruce Davison, who plays Charles Grayman, Kit's creator, says that in real life, he isn't into technology. And Justin Bruning admitted that he doesn't get to drive Kit much, but that the car is comfortable to sit in. Knight Rider executive producer Gary Scott Thompson was quoted saying that David Hasselhoff is in talks with NBC about reappearing in the series later in the first season. According to SciFiWire.com, Thompson also has the same dreams many of us fans have, to team up the two Kits in an episode. The original Michael Knight and the Knight 2000, voiced by William Daniels, appearing along with Mike Tracer, and the Knight 3000, voiced by Val Kilmer. I'm hearing that some fans would also like to see Bonnie, April, and RC3 appear. But so far, we can be assured, as of right now, Hasselhoff is going to make a comeback again soon. NBC and NASCAR teamed up with Ford and Yates Racing for the Sprint Cup Series at Bristol Motor Speedway on August 23rd. Car number 28, driven by Travis Quappel, was painted up to have the Knight Rider series and NBC's NASCAR site, KidIsDriving.com, advertised. Sorry, folks, while the car is black, it isn't a Trans Am or a Mustang. Quappel qualified 32nd, and at the end of the race, he was 24th and two laps behind with a top speed of 117 miles an hour during the race. It was exciting because my personal favorite, Kevin Harvick, was in car number 29 and won fourth. I was hoping he'd pull off third, but didn't quite make it. What made me laugh was how Juicy Fruit and M&M was neck and neck. If one car ever sneezed, the other would melt. Anyone ever watched the Disney movie Cars would know what I'm talking about. I could go on and on about NASCAR, but anyway, on with more Knight Rider. There are some photos of the Knight Rider number 28 car and some stats in the Knight Rider online forum and some video of the car on SpoilerTV.com. NBC sponsored this car for one race only. The Knight 2000 was one of the cars featured in the George Barris tribute held in the Cradle of Aviation in Garden City, New York on August 23rd. We have updates and photos in the forum, thanks to all who reported in at the event. I was quite surprised and happy to see that the third season car was also there. This replica was in solid black with yellow scanner, not the two-tone version that many may have been more familiar with. Mickey, owner of the car replica, explained to forum member Lost Knight that the reason he kept car black was so that he could switch the license plates, voice modulator, and scanner so he could have the replica appear as either Kit or Car. Kit is Car, and Car is Kit? Now that is a scary thought. Car looked great, as did Mickey's cousin's Chris's Kit replica. A couple members not only got up close to these cars, but Lost Knight got to sit inside Kit. It is at events like these that our members get to meet each other in person, and a great time was had by all. The third annual All Knight Rider Car Show is coming up at the Saugus Speedway Oldies and Goodies Classic Car, Truck, and Motorcycle Show. Many fans will remember that this is the site of the famous derby that Kit was in during the original Knight Rider series pilot. Guests will include Don Peek, Michael Sheaf, and Ron Martinez. Terry James will also be in attendance to share some of his experiences from his time on Knight Rider, as well as putting up some rare Knight Rider collectibles at a silent auction. This auction, as well as the proceeds from the event, will benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Greater Los Angeles. Saga Speedway is located at 22500 Soledad Canyon Road in Santa Clarita, California, 5 miles from Magic Mountain. The event will be held on September 6th from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Well, folks, the Summer of Secrets has ended. Victor Cross has held a very engaging puzzle this summer leading up to the release of his new book, The Knight Rider Companion. His book, written under his real name of Nick Nugent and co-authored by Frederick Rennard III, captures the mythology of Knight Rider in 680 pages. Glenn Larson himself wrote the foreword in this book and is also interviewed in the pages, along with David Hasselhoff, William Daniels, Patricia McPherson, Stu Phillips, and many others who were involved in the show. There are plenty of photos, including cast and press photos, poster art, and even some other artwork that has never been seen before. Find out all about Kit, his features, and the construction of Kit's scanner and dash, and many other things about the world of Knight Rider. You can order this book now for only $39.95 at bearmanormedia.bizland.com/id353.html. Order your copy before September 20th and the shipping is free. That's all for now. This podcast has been brought to you by KnightRiderOnline.com. Podcast produced by Neil Epstein. Music by The Knight of Finland, Tony Numella. Additional production and music by podcast host Fuzzy Dice. Special thanks to our field correspondent Sue and her trusty car Shadow. And don't forget, the new Knight Rider series starts Wednesday, September 24th on NBC at 8, 7 Central. Goodbye, everyone, and thanks for listening.